Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological progress report on patient Gene Hansen. You may have letterhead already. The last typewritten note was in January and May of 2023. It reads as following. It's Gene Hansen, H-A-N-S-O-N, address is 1971 Ridge Road, Red Bluff, California, 96080-530-949-6351, ID XXX-0502, date of birth is 4-18-1944, age 77, retired teacher slash driver, below that married woman. Insurance, Medicare, slash Anthem Blue Cross Pharmacy, Elmore's, 530-527-4636. It's addressed to Dr. Stephen Datu, M.D., and below that, Internal Medicine, below that, 85 Sale Lane, below that, Red Bluff, California, 96080, 530-527-8688. Below that, 530-529-6970, fax. The clinical indication is neurological follow-up and reevaluation dash ocular migraine. Below that, history of TIA. Below that, hypotension due to dehydration and medication effects dash treated. Below that, dyslipidemia. Below that, pulmonary evaluation showing very low levels of sleep apnea. Below that, current therapeutic treatment for sleep maintenance insomnia with clonazepam. New paragraph. Medication, current medications, pantoprazole, 40 milligrams once daily, simvastatin, 40 milligrams once daily, Eliquis, BID, levothyroxine 100 micrograms, potassium chloride 10 milligrams, medicinals, calcium supplement, the medicinals is a new heading, calcium supplement, multivitamin, probiotic, potassium, new paragraph, previous medications, topiramate, Horizont, aspirin, losartan, Dear Dr. Datu, Gene Hansen was seen today for neurological reevaluation, complaining of ocular migraine with scintillating scotomata alternating between the left and right eye, lasting for a few minutes with immediate resolution when taking... I'm sorry, what are you talking about? I'm dictating.
Okay, Dr. Verma lent you his charger. It is charging.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you for interrupting.
Sorry.
Well, pay attention. Continuing the dictation on Jean Hansen. She has scintillating scotomata in both eyes lasting for a few minutes, resolved when she lays down and takes Excedrin migraine one tablet within a few minutes. Otherwise, she is asymptomatic. New paragraph. Her main problem now is continued symptoms of sleep maintenance insomnia. She needs a refill of the clonazepam that will be provided, but this does not cover her all night. New paragraph. We discussed the use of melatonin, and she does take 3 milligrams at bedtime. I've asked her to increase her dosage to as much as 10 milligrams, which should abort nocturnal arousals that are disturbing to her. New paragraph. Otherwise, she's asymptomatic and not having any concerns or complaints at this time. New paragraph. We had an extended face-to-face discussion today about her current and past medical history, her current medications, the need for refills, and follow-up. New paragraph. I'm scheduling her for follow-up in 6 months. And I will refer her clonazepam as requested. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns, and then sign with my professional signature.